What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Ellie.
I'm Ellie Keffer, and this is Scott Eckert. This is our podcast, Born to Love. Every week, we have a guest on to talk about something that they love.
And I am excited for today's guest. Ellie, do you want to tell our listeners who it is?
I'm elated for our guest, Ms. Samantha Bee. Maybe you've heard of her.
Ooh, I have.
Emmy award-winning talk show host, all-around delightful human. She's going to be on in just a little bit to talk about her love of cats, the animal, not the musical, unless I misunderstood in the email.
I think it's the animal. Maybe the musical will come up. I'm especially excited about this because I happen to love cats, and Ellie, I'm not sure that you do.
Thou done well, I'm ambivalent.
Gonna be a fun conversation.
Let her convince me. Meow, meow, baby. I'm here. Scott, how was your week?
My week was great, Ellie. I've been waiting all week for this conversation because I've had something in my back pocket that I've wanted to talk about, Ellie. Since Labor Day. You know, because one of the fun things about this podcast is it forces us to look at the world in a new way.
I know. It's nice.
Well, there was something that I discovered I loved on Labor Day, Ellie. My family went to the beach. I'm not going to tell you I love the beach because, of course, I love the beach. And if you don't, we get it. It's crowded and sandy. I'm going to tell you what I love. Swim shirts.
Oh, Scott, you've been sitting on this for weeks and I couldn't love you any more than I already do. I love a swim shirt. Tell me all about it.
So look, here's the deal. Ladies, they wear cover-ups. Kids, they wear swim shirts from time to time. And I'm an older man. You know, I've crossed 40. I used to be really concerned about getting fit and growing a beach bod. That's gone lower on my priority list.
Of course it has.
I've become a little more self-conscious at the beach. And I decided I'm just going to pull the trigger. I'm going to go buy a swim shirt. And let me tell you, it's the most liberating experience of my life.
Scott, because do you know what you tell everybody? Oh, it's the SPF. Right? It's the SPF. Now, wait. Let's clarify what we mean by swim shirt.
Yeah, it's a shirt that you wear in the water. It's not especially form-fitting, and that's why I like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now look, as soon as I'm wearing that swim shirt strutting down the beach, in my mind, I'm like an aquatic athlete. I'm like wearing it because the sun's beating on me too hard. I need to protect my skin from the waves and the surf. That's how I feel. And instead of feeling just like slightly self-conscious, I felt like a king of
Scott,
the Santa Monica Beach.
Scott, if I had been there to witness all of those necks just turning around, snapping back to see this swim-shirted man strutting down that beach. I wish I had been there.
All of the young ladies in their bikinis thinking to themselves, what's he got under that swim shirt? Now, look, I'm not fooling anybody, I don't think, but I'm fooling more people than if there was no swim shirt.
Oh, my
right?
Scott.
The mystery makes the man.
I've always said that. You've known me a long time. And one of the
I stole it from you.
You stole it from me. And I'm sorry to bring it up and call you out on that, but you stole it from me. The mystery doth make the man. And I have to tell you, confidence comes from the inside. We all know that. Anybody who's ever taken a Peloton ride knows that beauty comes from the inside. So if you're carrying yourself like you are in a Baywatch episode, then of course that's what you're going to project to the world. Not only that, Scott, but on the very practical side, you didn't have to apply sunscreen.
That's true. I was being healthy. I was protecting myself from the dangerous UV rays, and I was feeling good doing it.
Were your kids in swim shirts?
Oh, it's a whole swim shirt family.
Now, also, why are they called for children rash guards? I've never understood. Do you get a rash from a pool?
Riddle me that, Ellie. I don't know the answer. It seems like you're likelier to get a rash if you're wearing one of those.
100%. And everyone I've ever known says, oh, is he wearing a rash guard? And I'm thinking to myself, why are we calling it such an ugly name? I can't stand it. Swim shirt is the new lingo.
Now, our producer Zoe just said that it's for surfing. Now I want to call my swim shirt a surf shirt because that makes me sound even cooler.
I feel like we're bordering on wetsuit territory.
Ooh, wetsuit seems like a bridge too far for me. Those are tight. Wetsuits are tight.
Oh, they're tight and they're form-fitting, you know. I'm not saying let's go that way, but what I am saying is that kind of swagger is what we're after here.
Look, if I showed up at a beach wearing a wetsuit and carrying a harpoon, I'd have some swagger. But if I wore like a wetsuit just eating my Doritos on the sand.
Yeah, nobody needs that. No, Scott, I agree with you. For now, stick with the swim shirt. I'm with you on the love. Scott, speaking of love, that's the name of our podcast, Born to Love. And I am so excited. In fact, I love our guest today, though I've never met her in person. Samantha Bee is here to talk about her love of cats. Samantha Bee is an actor, a writer, comedian, producer. She's also a mom. She wears many hats, Scott, many swim shirts. She was the host and creator of her Emmy Award-winning late-night talk show, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. She hosts the podcast Choice Words with Samantha Bee, with new episodes dropping Thursdays on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and tickets for her fall tour, Your Favorite Woman, The Joy of Sex Education, are on sale now at SamanthaBee.com. We love this lady.
I'm thrilled. I couldn't be more excited.
When we come back, let's talk about cats with Samantha Bee. All right, everybody, we are back. And as promised, here with us is Samantha Bee. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
We're very good. We're very excited to have you in the house.
I am so excited to be here. I hope you can see. I know that you can see my face. Other people can't, but I'm bubbling.
Scott and I are just like ecstatic. So thank you for being here. Oh. And Samantha, you are here to talk about your love of cats.
Yes.
I want to know all about.
Oh, I love cats so much. I do. I just love them. This podcast could be 27 hours long.
Get ready.
I'll still be talking.
Get ready because that's what's happening.
Great.
Origin story. When did you first realize how much you loved cats?
We always had cats. Mm-hmm. So my mom, she had a Siamese cat. His name was Zenny. And he would, when she came home from work, he would literally leap into her arms and just like walk around the house with her around her neck. And he never cared for me. He barely tolerated me, like barely tolerated me. And I worked so hard for his love and there was none for me.
That doesn't surprise, the little I know about cats, don't they play mind game? Aren't they capable of manipulation like that?
Oh, they're so, so capable, which I think is partly why I love them. And then we just always had cats around. I had my own cat and then I got a new cat. So cats would come and go. My mother would let cats out. And we lived in the city too. So, you know, sometimes the cats would just like, never come home.
I assumed
it's not great.
In the countryside or at least a suburb.
No. Full city.
Wait, I'm sorry. Just as in terms of a reality check here, how many cats are we talking about? Are we talking about maybe two or three at a time or more?
No. It's not like we didn't have like a revolving door of like cats that would come and go, but like Zenny was a constant. We had another cat. His name was Jerry, and Jerry was around for a long time. We had another cat, and they, after a few years, you know, they would just go off and get, I don't know, taken away by set free, whatever it was. I was just a little kid, so I didn't think too deeply about it.
Yeah.
A cat is like my spirit animal. I just am so connected to cats that I've had. I had a very special cat for 21 years. Who
old cat.
He was very old, and he died, I guess, around the time my son was around one. That was such a heartbreaking loss.
Yes.
And now we have two very special cats. Like, I'm not really myself unless I have a special cat in my life.
Right.
And I love other people's cats as well. I just love cats.
Oh, you, because I was going to ask that. And you have three kids, right?
Three kids. Two cats, yep.
I feel, and I don't mean it as offensive to animals or children, but I didn't grow up with pets. I feel like a little bit of an alien around them because I feel like they can read that I don't know what's going on. But I have two kids. And when I had my first one, suddenly everything made sense. I understood pets. I was like, this is why people have pets.
Right.
Because the love is boundless. And it's like, they rely on you. And I wasn't in love with the dependency, but I was in love with caring for something. So I got it.
You know what? My husband is the same way. He grew up with, he never was allowed to have a pet. And it's a little foreign to him. Like, he's very happy if we are between pets. We had a dog for a long time.
Oh my gosh.
A cat along with the dog. Yeah. And it kind of bothers his, bothers him a little bit.
Oh, he's a little allergic to cats.
Like, just a touch. But I'm like.
Wait. But it speaks volumes that he, I don't want to say endures, he lives with this condition.
Here's my dirty secret.
Here we go.
People claim to have pet allergies.
Oh.
I don't believe it. Nine times out of 10. Look, you walk up and your eyes are bloodshot and like snot is streaming from your mouth. Okay, fine. But the vast majority of people who claim to be allergic to pets are not. They're either lying or they're wusses. So
there's a little bit of a gluten intolerance
vibe
that goes on with pets. A little bit. Just a touch.
Just a touch. A little tag.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We were a single cat family for a lot of years. And then during the pandemic, we ended up getting another cat. And she is like chef's kiss, so dependent on me. It's like probably a sickness in me.
Yeah.
How much she loves me. I'm like, finally.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh,
and we're back.
Going back to the child thing, you mentioned your son was a year old. Was he your first? What's the order of?
No, like our oldest daughter is 17. He's now 15. And then we have a 13-year-old as well.
Well, so my thing is, I'm not having any more kids.
Okay.
And I do feel, I'm like, now do I enter the pet phase because of that wanting to provide for something?
Give it a try, Ellie.
Yeah.
I'm like so delighted by the idea of Ellie having a pet because you've been a little soft on it, Ellie. I would characterize your opinion of pets as outright hostile.
I wanted to start off on the right foot.
The question I wanted to ask is that when you walk into a house and you're like, they can sense that you're uncomfortable, that discomfort, is it fear or is it loathing? Because I think it might be a mix of both.
My mom doesn't like animals. And there's a little bit of No, we can't talk about it. I told you. That's why I revealed my story of having children and understanding all of a sudden pets, to show that I'm human.
There's something, though, to it. Like, I think if you aren't used to it a little bit, like the concept of like, oh, so it's gonna poo inside my house and I have to bag it. And what do I do with it? Like, there's something very visceral.
Yes.
I remember once we were like looking for a rental and we would go see so many apartments that had like puppy wee wee pads all over the bed. All over the bed. Ooh. And I was like, what is going on this apartment? Intolerable.
It is intolerable.
And
I think my main thing is, and I live in New York. Sam, you live in New York?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to reveal your whereabouts. But
that's okay.
Scott used to live in New York, so you know what New York is.
I live in Los Angeles. We're just doxing ourselves, guys.
We are.
You know, if they're going to find us, they'll find us. But I feel like these pets are out and about in the streets of New York City, and then they come home. And so that's why I don't get like sleeping in the bed. I mean, that to me is a different level.
Yeah. That is like an uncontrollable variable in your life.
Right. Well, tell me, as a non-cat knower, do cats go out?
Oh, no. No. Now ours don't.
Well, they're indoor cats and outdoor cats, right?
Same. Yeah, there are outdoor cats. Mine don't go outside. Like, I've lived that life with my mom where they went outside and disappeared. And I don't want to recreate that. No. I don't think it's super safe for cats to go out in Manhattan.
Right?
I don't There's think just that's a lot good idea.
Of things that will take them.
Yeah, right.
There's predators everywhere.
Right.
Human, animal,
right.
Hawks. Rodent, hawks, no. Pigeons that's... probably.
Okay, so you could not come up with a better city pet than
I
a
think
cat
so.
In that case.
I mean, they're very compact. I realized in the period where we really didn't have cats around, those dry years where I was like searching for something, but I couldn't figure out. Like, we had babies, so I was very busy, but I also was like, something's missing. Is it another baby? And then I realized it's actually just a cat.
That's such comfort because you can get a cat.
Well, we chit-chat. Like, me and my special cat, I'm always talking to her, and I realize when I'm not near her, I really just miss... This is so dumb. I seem like an insane person.
You don't at all.
You're like talking to your little friend. They're not always there, but like, then you're like, hey, Susan. Like,
isn't that the very best? That's like a form of meditation almost.
It's, you know? It's so delightful. And the endorphins are real. It's a very powerful tool. Mm-hmm. And she's just a really funny, tailless, weird, fluffy cat.
Did she lose her tail or was she born with no tail?
Oh,
what's her name?
Interesting.
If you don't mind
Scott.
Us asking.
Well,
okay.
Because my husband so did not want another cat.
Sure.
He was like, I tolerate this, but I don't love it.
Oh.
But then during the pandemic, our daughter was like, can we get another cat? And he was like, okay, but only if we give her a really funny name. So we named her after the senator from Maine, Susan Collins. Because we think it's so funny to have a cat named Susan Collins in our home.
It's a great cat name. Do you call her Susan or do you call her Susan Collins?
We call her Susan, Susie, Suze Cruz.
Only when you're angry do you use her full name. Susan Collins. Let's get out of the socks, Susan.
Senator Collins, you're a bad girl.
I happen to like the name Susan Collins, senator or no. That's perfect for a cat.
It's just like a dynasty character. She's like the matriarch of a wealthy family.
There it is. Susan Collins, just that alone, fantastic. Add senator to that resume and you've got a cat. And Susan Collins is the special cat? Is your special
She's
cat?
Very special. And she literally looks like a mop. Like, for a husband who barely tolerates cats, I got the worst cat in the world because she's... So hairy, like so.
Oh, no.
Oh, she shed?
Oh, my God. She's a disaster.
Oh, no.
She's a disaster.
Yeah. You leaned way in.
I didn't realize she was like small when we adopted her. I couldn't picture her in like full fluff ball form. So now she's like a marshmallow man running around the house without her tail. So she's very uncoordinated. She can barely jump.
So wait, what happened to her tail?
Apparently she was born without a tail. There's no sad story.
And since Susan Collins is such an iconic cat name, I have to ask, what's your other cat's name?
His name is Jerry. I did not name him Jerry. The shelter had already named him Jerry. It just kind of stuck. Mm. We live in the city and we have a house in the country and there's a lot of mice there.
Yes.
And he is a goddamn murderer. Yep. Well, sorry. I hope this isn't too graphic and gross, but like New York City, we don't have a lot of cockroaches in our apartment, but they come out of the drains and they're 3 inches long and they're horrible. And I can't handle it.
Nope. We're having a infestation as we right now.
No.
Yep. Understood. Well,
let me tell you something. Cats will cure your cockroach problem.
Do they eat the cockroach?
Eat them. They love them. Jerry, I'll just hear crunching and I'm he's got one.
Yep.
He's got one. And he does. And he's eating a taco chip. He's eating like a tortilla chip in the other room.
They are so crunchy. I know that not from eating them, but from crushing them. If you have a cat around, they always say that is the mark of a good, clean bodega. And now I know a good, clean apartment. They are doing away with any mice and apparently any cockroaches.
Vermin. They scare them away.
I'm very impressed that you have one cat who's a senator and another cat who's an exterminator. You're just like, you've got pets and also like professional people.
She's like the fun girl, runs behind him when he's off to murder or something, when he's off to kill. She's like so fluffy and scared and she's like, let me, I want to see. Do you want me to help? And he's like, no, I've got this. And he does. It's horrifying.
Yeah. Any potential shedding is more than made up for, I would say, by keeping the house clean. And I want to say, because I mentioned my apartment has cockroaches, they always say, and who they is, I'm not sure. But that it does not indicate a filthy apartment necessarily. It's just, they live in New York.
They live here. We'll always see one or two when the weather's hot.
Yep.
And it's horrendous.
Oh, it's
and
awful.
It's just like awful.
We have traps all around and finding one in a trap.
It's so disgusting.
But you don't find them in the trap because little Jerry has gotten to him first.
He has. And I want to be clear. We're not like hearing crunching every day. It's not like.
No. Quarterly.
We don't walk into the room and they all scatter. It's just like once in a while, all the kids will scream.
I completely understand. Yes. I want to bring up, when I knew that we were talking about cats, there was an invention I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
My friend recently showed me this pod thing where the cat goes in to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And then the cat hops out and the pod like rotates. It turns around and basically gets rid of the
waste.
Yeah. Have you heard of this thing?
No, so I haven't.
You might.
Maybe.
Google. Maybe. Because, I don't know. It's like what we were talking about earlier. Like having kitty litter out. I don't know. I'm mixed. I'm of two minds.
It's like not pleasant. And we keep it so clean. Like sometimes I'm just hovering there when Susan's doing her business. I'm like waiting there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, of course.
I'm here for you to finish your filthy business. And I'm going to get rid of this instantly. Even if you feel ashamed, you did this.
Can I tell you something? I have a feeling Susan Collins, she feels no shame.
She feels no shame.
That's one of the things. One of the things I admire about cats is that they seem utterly shameless.
Utterly shameless.
They don't really seem to have utterly high shameless regard for the opinion of others.
I do have a fountain for her though, and they love their drinking fountain.
Is it made for cats? A cat?
It is made
fountain?
For cats. Yes, because they love running water. Yeah. And Jerry learned how to turn the faucet on.
He figured it out. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
And
my
gosh. We had to turn the water valve off, and then we got them a fountain. They love it.
Have you ever heard, Sam, of a cat that can poop in the toilet and flush
it? I've seen pictures.
I had a friend who claimed that their cat could do it. I wish that that was a thing that you could train.
That seems like just the ultimate. Like, in the scheme of things that can go right in your life, if that went right for me, I would be like, I did it all. I climbed the highest mountain of achievement. Yep. There's nowhere else to go. No. I solved it.
Yep.
So
that's exactly right. And it's not going to get any better. Yeah.
No.
Pack it up.
Pack it
you're
up.
You're done. Also, Scott, your friend, wasn't this a pretty easy claim to prove?
That's the thing. I never really believed my friend, but then years later saw the videos and it was proven to me that it's a phenomenon that is real. Mm-hmm. I still don't know if I buy my friends. Sam, there's an interesting distinction in my experience with other cat owners.
Okay.
Is that there are cat lovers mm-hmm. and there are animal lovers. There are people who have multiple cats, and then there are people who just love pets.
Right.
Which camp do you fit into?
I think that maybe in the Venn diagram, I'm a little bit in all of the category. I do love pets. I loved our dog so much. I don't love every pet. It's not like
a parakeet or a gerbil or something.
Oh my
maybe.
God. My aunt worked for this big animal rescue mission in northern Canada, and she and her husband run and manage this bear rescue place. So they rescued
bears
and rehabbed them and would re-release them into the wild, and wolves and
bears,
like,
and wolves,
raccoons, foxes. Wow. And they would get animals from all over the world. They would get calls from Russia, and they'd be like, we found a bear in this facility. Can you accommodate? And they would be like, yes, of course.
Yeah.
What they did was incredible. But
okay.
Because of how effective they were and how much land there was and the good work, they would get calls about animals that were inappropriate to come, and they would take every animal. So she had a rescued macaw, like a jungle bird, in her home. And she was like, we can't re-release it. Like, it just has to live with us. We have a macaw in our house. She was like,
And we
went over there for a brunch once, and she was like, oh no, he's getting ready. Just plug your ears. Everybody cover your ears. And that bird, when they screech, it's so that they can be heard 8 miles across the jungle. It was ear shattering. It was the call of death. Like, it was death's screech, bleeding. So I'm not into that. I'm like, can I just have a cat? Like a regular cat. It doesn't have to be a lion. It can just be a cat.
No, how big is a macaw?
It was a very large bird, and it was just sitting there, and it was like, I all over this house.
Yeah.
I don't care. No one can stop me. I will kill you. I will kill you.
I can't get my head around. I have to say, and I'm not proud, but if I had found myself in her situation, I would have just taken her to a park and left.
And that bird would still be alive today. He's a predator. He's like,
that's
I'm
right.
good.
That's
that
it.
Macaw would have been fine.
Well, it is true that those birds, some of them, don't they live like 80 years?
Yes.
Oh my.
A coworker of mine, when I was in my 20s, a coworker of mine who's like a middle-aged man, he had a parrot that he agreed to take from a friend in his 20s, not realizing that it was a lifelong commitment.
Oh no.
And they were like a married couple. They detested one another.
These animals, there was an article in the New York Times about parrots and their intelligence and how they can have friendships. They have friendships via FaceTime.
What?
They will request to speak to their friend on an iPad, and they talk to each other across the iPad. You have to look it up.
I am going to look this up.
I watched it 30 times.
That's eerie, because I always thought they are just repeating what we said.
No.
They're not doing that at all. What they're doing is actually talking.
They're independently thinking, independently requesting. They're like, what do you want to do today, Wiggles? And Wiggles is like, I want to talk to my friend.
Oh,
and
what?
I hate it.
Wait a minute. They're speaking in English?
Well, the parrot version of that.
Right.
That was,
all right. Because parrots can also mimic English, right?
They can.
Yeah.
You really have to look it up. It is actually incredible.
Wow. I don't like this at all. I always thought,
you
know, bird brain actually meant that birds have small heads and therefore small brains and maybe weren't that smart. I'm now learning not only are certain birds extremely intelligent, but that they can forge friendships over FaceTime.
That's
terrifying.
And like, crows will memorize your face.
I had heard that. That makes me
It's
eerie.
Memorize a face.
Yes.
I've never heard this.
You haven't heard that, Scott? Crows are diabolical. I mean, they're brilliant and evil.
Yeah, if they don't trust and like you and they live near you, they will tell their children to also hate you. And then their baby crows will go, I also hate you. My whole family hates you.
Yep.
Give us some peanuts,
you
bad people.
And you've endured so much hate for so long that you say, fine, just take
like,
a peanut.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
We'll be right back. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I just brought my kitty.
She's so cute.
You can't see this, listeners, but Ellie's face says it all. I'm holding the most adorable little kitty.
Look at her. And at my face of stone.
Look at her. Really? Like, is this what we're doing now, Scott?
Literally. I can understand in a robotic way. I'm like, objectively, yes, cute cat. Feel nothing. There's something wrong. That is a very cute cat. And still, barely moved, maybe unmoved.
Yeah.
Scott, she's great. Cute. I'm not going to have you put me in this light. Oh, a cat hater. Not at all. I like cats.
You're not yucking our yum.
I'm not yucking your yum.
I would come right over there and pet that cat. And yeah. I would pick her up. She would love me. I keep saying this to my family and they keep giving me bad looks. Because I was like, you know, my job is ending. What is my passion in life? What should I do with my life? And I was like, Jason, what's my passion in life? And he goes, cats. It wasn't like a happy revelation for him, but it's true.
Yeah. You're going to be like a cat calendar designer.
I could be. I don't know how you translate that into something functional. Because like, I don't know how you go, yeah, I'm passionate about cats. What does that mean? Can I get like 15 more? I don't think that's the right move.
Scott?
Oh, open up a cat cafe.
I do love a cat cafe, but that feels hard.
That feels hard.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to a cat cafe. It's just you go to a place that has lots of cats.
Yes, essentially. And then you're like, can I get a chamomile tea? And they're like, I guess so. Sure. I think they pretend to have food and stuff you can eat and drink, but no one cares.
It's literally just a place where all these cat owners bring their cats.
It's more of an adoption place. It's more like just an open public shelter where if you're a cat person, it makes sense for you to go and work on your computer and drink your lukewarm tea that someone reluctantly made you.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't believe she's ordering something. That's weird.
It's also slightly rude. This is a cat cafe.
We're feeding cats right now.
This is something I'm interested in. Mm. I am a tightly wound, short-fused woman. Do cats bring down the level of stress? At all. I mean, your husband doesn't like it, so that might be a source of stress. But
for me, they really do because they're not so interactive. Like a dog to me is harder to take care of. You have to be outside with them all the time and people are always trying to pet them. And dog culture is just a big part of your life.
Yes.
And I find that to be too much. I just want a little muffin top that comes over to me that wants something from me. We have a snuggle. We chit chat. Yep. I lay out my paper in the morning. She sits right across it. I think that's funny. I still try to read. We do like little interactions throughout the day. And she just calms me right down. She takes it down a notch.
Yep.
Very soothing. Mm-hmm. There's poop. I don't like it, but it's part of the deal.
Scott, did you have a cat before Callie?
Oh, boy. I was always a cat person growing up, had cats. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend and then wife, we had two cats. And I will tell you, we had our first child and my interest in our cats plummeted like a stone. I was like, oh, wait a minute. It was like your realization, Ellie. Having a baby made you realize why people like pets. Having a baby made me realize that pets are a poor substitution for children. And I was like, these pets no longer interest me at all. I resented owning them. At one point, one of my cats was relegated to the garage just because we couldn't deal with him anymore. But then my kids got older. And then once they graduated from I could just pick them up and cuddle them anytime I wanted, I started to feel a yearning for a cat. And we got one. And it was the best decision ever. It's just cuddling on demand.
In my very limited experience, I like that they have some place to go. They'll go, they'll sit on your paper, they'll cuddle you, but they have stuff to do. So I like that too.
Yeah, when they're needy, but they're not that needy. Like you can kind of ignore them for days on end. You provide the basics and they don't seem to care all that much. Like I belabor it if we leave them for a couple of days. Like we have such a nice cat sitter and I'm like, are they okay? And she's like, yeah, they don't know you're gone. And I'm like, I think you're right. And they don't care.
I've read somewhere that like if someone passes away in their home and they haven't been found, their cat starts eating them within like 8 hours.
Again, I respect it.
Right?
They're looking out for themselves. After going on and on, oh, I want something to depend on me. I like that they're somewhat self-sufficient. That if you die,
They take care of business. But they're soft and they're warm and they're just about the size of a baby. So there's a little serotonin that just like it floods my system. And I know that my cats, they don't care if you live or die, but it's not true because when we come home, literally Susan runs and she's like, like she's like a little baby.
That's a little adorable. Yeah. Well, doesn't that make you feel great?
It does. There goes the serotonin. And I'm like, oh my God, am I lactating? Like, wonderful. I love this.
Yes. Now, again, Scott, you've known me for many years. You won't believe me, but now talking with you about your love of cats, Sam, I'm not completely distanced from the idea of one day owning one, especially as my children get older. Because it's a nice feeling.
It's very nice. And I love and invest so much in our cats. And sometimes I'll be like fussing over them and just loving them. And I will stop myself because the kids are all looking at me. And I go, I don't love this cat as much as I love you, obviously. I'm like, you're not playing with me. She's interested in me. I'm like, it's fine. If we're starving, I'll still kill her and feed her to you because I care for you more than anything on this earth.
Right.
But I also love her. And they're like, we understand that we can eat her if we need to. And I'm like, you can. And that will be her final sacrifice.
You would cut up and devour Susan Collins to save your children if necessary.
Of course. I'd cut up myself and serve it to them. Like, that's exactly the way it goes.
That's a mother's love. Yeah. And the Susan Collins sacrifice is a no-brainer.
Those are the rules.
Well, I'm completely convinced. I hope Ellie is, because there's nothing I want more.
What did I just say? I'm moving closer to the direction of owning a cat.
Afterwards, I'm going to send you a picture of Susan Collins, and you're going to go, I got to really think about this. And she's actually a beauty queen. Listen to me. Emma's so much trouble. I'm going to have so many cats later in life. I need like a separate house, like a bungalow.
Yep.
Full of cats.
You were questioning aloud. Oh, what do I do next? We didn't mean to stumble upon it, but I think we just have.
We're going to be like, this is my new business. It's a bungalow full of cats. And everyone will be like, I don't think it's a business per se, because I don't think you make any money. I think you spend a lot of money and you just
purchase cats.
You just lay around with cats.
Yeah. Yep. That's it, though.
Maybe that is the future.
That's great. Well, I'm glad we made that discovery. Will you stick around and play a game with us?
Of course. I love games. Awesome. Yes.
All right. We'll play this game when we come back. Guys, we're back with Samantha Bee. Samantha has agreed to play our favorite game. It's called Love It or Loan It. And Sam, what we're going to do is throw a bunch of items at you.
Okay.
And you tell us if you love that thing or you loathe. Okay, so no lukewarm feelings. You must be all in or all out, okay?
Oh, boy.
First, love it or loathe it.
Yep.
Trivial Pursuit.
Love. I love it. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. It's like personality defining.
Oh, boy. Are you very good at it?
It would be pretty funny if she was terrible at it.
No, I've never won a game. No, I literally still have a memory of playing it when I was a child and feeling the bitter sting of getting a question wrong and having all the adults laugh at the answer that I gave.
Yeah.
And
what? Well, because she was adorable and giving a wrong answer.
Yeah, like I cared so much to be correct.
Right.
And I'll remember the question. It was, who is the Prince of Wales? And I said, Moby Dick. And all of the adults laughed.
Samantha, that is so funny.
It is a pretty funny answer.
Yeah, I was like definitely sure that I was right. And they were like, she's so cute. Oh, look at this little girl. And I was like, I will never forget this. And I will never lose this game again as long as I live. And I don't think I have ever lost.
Are you kidding me?
But I don't play it that much.
Undefeated.
But, like, my kids don't like to play it with me because no one who's listening can see my facial expression, but it's very much like this. Like, it's very much like, I'm going to kill you in this game. But I've probably memorized the questions now.
Well, that might be the case, but you had to start from a place of knowing all the answers, which I don't. I don't know all those answers. I haven't played since 1992, probably.
Do you guys loathe or love?
Now, see, I was not prepared for this, but I'm going to tell you, I loathe Trivial Pursuit. That's not why we asked it. I do loathe it. I do love it. I don't like board games. I don't like board games.
Oh.
I know. Well, that's another, I mean, that's another podcast.
Okay.
Don't get me started on board games.
Scott, I suspect you love Trivial Pursuit.
I love Trivial Pursuit. I love board games.
Yeah, me too.
I love cats. I mean, so far, I feel a kinship with
you're,
Sam.
Yeah, you're too
and I hate sports. Hater. And that's why I love board games and cats, because I can't do sports.
I like sports okay. Trivial Pursuit makes me upset, I think, because I also had a scarring incident as a kid, feeling humiliated. But I took that humiliation and just let that define me.
You let it burn in your core.
It's been burning for 30 years. Yeah.
But your humiliation was actually humiliating as opposed to adorable, right?
Adorable, also witty. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Sam. Okay. Love it or loathe it.
Yep.
Hands-free soap dispensers.
Loathe. I hate them.
Does anyone on earth like them?
No.
Why have they done this to us?
I don't know.
I don't. They don't work. Nope. I think, do I have the wrong body temperature? Yeah. Like, am I a vampire?
Yep.
It's like, you don't want to add too many things that are breakable to your life. Like,
that's it.
They just like, come on, the pump was fine.
Also, you're touching the pump. Aren't you then washing your hands with soap?
You're washing your hands. You're washing the pump germs off your hands.
Right off.
No, they're useless. No.
Literally, what was the point? To avoid germs? That's what it is, right? That's why they were invented?
Well, it's just one of those things in life where you're like, okay, hands-free taps and soap dispensers. Now I'll just go pick up my iPhone and stick it on my face. It's the dirtiest thing you've... It's so many things are touching and living on your iPhone.
Foul.
We're just like a mess of contradictions.
Yep.
I'm not into the soap dispensers that are gizmos. We don't need it, please.
Love it or loathe it, pond skating.
Love.
Yay!
What?
Love.
What is pond skate? It's just ice skating on a pond, right?
Ice skating on a pond. Wait, do you loathe it? How can you loathe pond skating?
Not.
Yes, no, we love pond skating in our family. I mean, we're Canadian. I'm a awful skater. Like, I really can't skate, but my kids are learning and my husband's a champion skater. So we love a pond skate. It's very festive.
I've never skated on a pond.
It's not like a lovely skating experience usually on a pond because there's twigs sticking out and whatever.
Yeah.
But the atmosphere is crisp. It's nice.
Oh,
I love
refreshing.
It.
She loves it. This one's a pretty obvious one. Love it or loathe it.
Biasing the witness again.
Love it or loathe it, Dolly Parton.
Love. Can't not.
Yeah,
how dare anybody say loathe?
Does anyone loathe Dolly Parton?
I'm sure. I don't want to meet them. That person's a monster.
She
you have to love her.
Talk about energy. I think, oh my gosh, the energy.
No, you can't
it's
loathe.
It's boundless.
No.
Yeah. It's a love.
Yeah.
Okay, now this one, I got to do some explaining.
Okay.
Love it or loathe it, bumblebee print. Now, I'm telling you this because your last name is Bee.
Yes.
And I don't know if, like, we're talking earlier about gags, so I don't know if people as gags give you things with bees on them.
Hmm.
And I have to tell you, my mom, one of her nicknames for me is Bee. Isn't that just the best.
That's so cute.
It's a very sweet name. And she'll get me, you know, little coffee mugs with little bumblebees on them.
Yep.
This is a long, long preface.
No.
I happen to love them. Don't you be love swayed.
Them. Oh, you just swayed. Biased. You just biased
no.
the witness.
Well, no, I didn't. I did.
No.
I did.
No, 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 no. I love because yes. I love my last name.
Yeah.
It's a great last name. It is a family name. It's yeah. like probably somewhere back in the lore of my family.
Sure.
Somebody was a beekeeper back yep. in the homeland. And they just were like, you're Mr. Bee because yes. you make bees. And yep. his name was something completely different
yep.
and whatever. I keep bees. I have two beehives.
What?
And
this is just coming up. Okay.
We make honey
oh.
and it's delicious.
Yep. yep. That's
so I do. Yep. I like bee things. I yeah. really do. It's not like we have bee stuff everywhere, but I have right. a few little things and they That's, tickle me. I think it's sweet.
I
this
love
may
that.
Be the most astonished I can remember being on the podcast. You're a bee? Do you have like a big beekeeper suit?
I do have a suit.
Samantha Bee has a beekeeper suit?
I
and,
do.
And it's, well, how is this not?
It's very bulky.
The headline in every paper in the country.
It's a bulky. I mean, I know. Yeah. It's
no.
it's so like, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll lean into it. But I do love honey.
Yep. And I have to point hey. Out, I am not as surprised as you are, Scott, because I happen to know several people who also keep bees.
It's a very nice meditative
Yep.
hobby.
Yeah.
I think it would be terrifying.
Possibly.
I don't want thousands yeah. of bees going to sting
That's
me.
True.
Yeah.
I did get stung a lot this year. I got stung by a lot of stuff this year. I have a lot
Scott
of...
Scott is aghast.
I got stung a lot. But I got stung by a lot of wasps this year, actually.
Lord. While beekeeping or separately?
Separately. Separately. Oh, I got into a car full of wasps.
Wait, no, you didn't.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Where was Why? Jerry?
Oh, no. Well... It's such a long story, but it was an Uber. I was going to the airport with my kids. Uh-huh. It was dark oh, no. and it was like an early flight. So we yeah. came in the dark and I think he ran over a wasp nest and all oh. the wasps went inside his car because we were like driving, couldn't see anything. And I was like, there's a lot of creatures. I was like, there's a lot of flies in your car. And then one stung me and I went, these are wasps. And the driver goes, I'm definitely allergic to wasps. And I'm like, over! And he was going like 90 miles an hour down a country road. And he like squealed off the road. And then I had to get all the wasps out of the car. It was like very wild scene.
That,
he ran
God.
Away from the car. That, he got out and ran away from the car. He was so scared.
Did yeah. you drive it? What happened next?
Then he got back into the car and he was like, I'm sorry. It's just that I got stung by a wasp once and I had to have a tracheotomy from it. And I was like, Jesus, what? And I was like, I've got it. I'm in control of the wasps. And then there was one more wasp we were driving and I was like, pull over. And he pulled over again and ran away from the car and I got the last wasp. And the whole time I was like, this is what's happening. I'm like, if he gets stung, I will drive the car to the hospital. He's going to live.
Yeah.
He's going to live because I know where the hospital is and I can get us yeah. there really fast. And then yeah. we're still going to make our flight.
Our flight.
We're going to see Taylor Swift and we're not missing our flight.
Is that what it was for?
Yes. I'm like, we will not. I was like,
holy cow.
We're not going to miss this flight.
I played the beekeeping story. I played that pretty cool. Okay. Yeah. You keep bees. This story of being transported yep. in a car full of wasps with a driver who's deathly yeah. allergic.
Deathly.
I mean, I've never heard of that in my life.
It was incredible. And I just felt like nothing can stop me from taking my daughters to see this concert. There shall be no detours. Well, no, there might be a detour. We're going to yeah. make sure this man is okay, but I don't have to stay.
No, you know.
He's
no,
got
he's
this.
Good company.
So we did. We made it.
Well, then nothing is going to live up to that. That is the most astonishing love it or loathe it story that we've ever had.
Oh, my God.
Had,
so. I'm so happy.
Thank you for yeah. that. Love it or loathe it, 24-hour diners.
I don't feel passionate on this subject.
Okay, okay, okay.
So I will say love because I've worked in a 24-hour diner. It was overnight. I worked the overnight shift.
You worked the overnight shift at a 24-hour diner? It seems like one would have a strong opinion. I think I would. Were there like murderous truckers every night?
No. No, everyone's like, it's just like hardworking people who like get off late or like they're hungry. Yep. They start early. You have to have food for those people. I like it. I think it's a safe port in a storm.
That was beautifully put. Well, speaking of safe ports in a storm, Not only do cats provide that for us, but so do you. Thank you, Samantha.
This was so fun.
For being on our show. Well, thank you for being
a pleasure.
Here talking with us. Well, the pleasure was ours. Is there anything that you might like to plug?
I mean, I'm going on tour, SamanthaBee.com for tickets. That's it.
Yay, yes.
My podcast, Choice yep. Words. Yep. You got it all. No, that's great. It.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
And I'll let you know when I adopt that cat. It's coming around the corner.
Sending you a photo.
Please do. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dinkla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.